Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
state
again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
The Trump administration has released its proposed federal budget. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative would get $0 if the plan was approved as is. Over the past 7 years, it received $2.2 billion in funding to preserve the lakes. There's a long process left to go before the budget's finalized, but how concerned should Michiganders be about this line item?
Very. The funding has been about $300 million a year for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. That, coupled with the EPA, which would also take a huge cut of something like 31% under the proposed Trump budget. Experts have told me they could no longer guarantee that Lake Erie would provide safe drinking water for the 11 million or so people that it services. We'd have less ability to cope with invasive species like Asian carp and other nasty and disgusting things. It would be an utter disaster to the most important source of fresh water in the world. So it'll be interesting to see whether Republican representatives and senators from this region team up with Democrats to restore a lot of this funding.
There's been a shakeup at Ford. Mark Fields is out as CEO despite overseeing a very profitable few years there. Now Jim Hackett has the job. Hackett was the CEO of Steelcase, the office furniture company based in Grand Rapids. Then he was the interim athletic director for the University of Michigan. Now he's running Ford. What can we learn about the state of big business in Michigan from his decidedly unusual career path?
Just more about the state of the auto industry. There's been a lot of criticism going back to David Halberstam's seminal book, The Reckoning, which came out about 30 years ago about the insularity of the auto industry. It tends to promote people from within. People work for the same company since they're 22 years old. And indeed, Mark Fields had been there for a long, long time. What really happened was the stock price was falling and wobbling, and that was probably the main impetus forcing Mr. Fields out. And Mr. Hackett has been on the Ford board for about 4 years, so he's not an entire stranger to the industry. But it'll be interesting to see what happens and whether he can tweak that culture in a way that will provide more confidence in people who are buying its stock.
The future of Flint's water source is still up in the air. A state consultant thinks Flint should stick with Detroit Water, but until Flint signs a 30-year contract to do that, the city's paying $600,000 a month under a contract with the new KWA pipeline. The city council wants more information. With the city already struggling financially, it's hard not to wonder about the pressure of money creeping into the decision-making process about the water source.
Well, the pressure of money creeps into the decision-making process of all of us, I think, except maybe Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. I was astounded to find out that Flint had been locked into this long-term contract of paying $600,000 a month for water it has never gotten. The Karagandhi Water Authority seems to be badly behind schedule, but I think for a number of reasons, and psychology is one of them, people are very reluctant to switch the water again. My guess is when all is said and done that Flint will stick with Detroit Water, and I don't know what that means for the future of the KWA.
Statewide ballot recounts in Michigan would get more expensive if a new proposal in the legislature becomes law. Currently, when a candidate requests a recount, the charge is $125 per precinct. Under the new measure, that price would go up to $250 per precinct if the candidate is trailing the leader by more than 5% of the vote. What's behind this proposal, and is it a fair idea?
Well, money. If you remember, we had the abortive recount that was spurred on by Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate. The margin was very close, of course, closer than in any other state between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. In defense of the state, every recount we've had in recent years has shown very, very little variation. This proposal makes some sense to me, but it should be coupled with a proposal that most states have, that if you have a very, very close election, say less than one-half of 1% of the vote difference, there should be sort of an automatic recount. In fact, that would have been true this last time, because the margin between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, Trump carrying the state, was less than one-quarter of 1% of the vote.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.